must know someone like him. He was tall and strong and lean, body like a greyhound, mind so sharp and keen. But his heart, just like a laurel, grew twisted on itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how large your share is, but how much you can share. It's not the fights you dream of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, but what you do with what you got. For what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? What good is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good are strength and muscle if you only push and shove? What's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how large your share is, but how much you can share. It's not the fights you dream of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, but what you do with what you got. Between those who use their neighbor and those who use a cane. Between those in constant power and those in constant pain. Between those who run to evil and those who cannot run. Tell me which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sun. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how large your share is, but how much you can share. It's not the fights you dream of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, but what you do with what you got.
That's a tune that serves as something of a guiding principle for our beloved host and great excursions guest today, host of Detours on Sundays, Saturdays from 1 until 3. He's Norm Whitman. Norm, welcome.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
You brought not just yourself today, but I said, hey, come on by. Let's talk about the music that you've made on these airwaves and bring some tunes. And we have a nice cross-section here. We're going to get to some Pete Seeger today. Also, James O'Malley. And remind me of the gal. She was a John Lennon songwriter winner. And she's got the one brand new tune that you love, Ellen
Buxtell and yeah. Nick Annis.
Yeah. So we'll hear a little bit from that today. But the notion is we're trying to dig back through, if you could, do a little time travel. And
the foggy memories of the past, where the spider webs are.
You have been broadcasting on YSO, or your first broadcast was almost 30 years ago.
No, it's closer to probably 28, but not quite 30.
Look at me all like rounding that up, and you're like, no, 28.
That I can remember. I just can't remember exactly which year it was. I have trouble remembering what year this is.
Norm Whitman, you are a folk fan. You were drawn to this radio station by folk music. And can you describe to us a little bit, you know, what was going on when you first tuned in? And I asked you a couple questions before we got on. It was only about a year from the first time you heard YSO to your first broadcast on these airwaves. What drew you to YSO?
Well, actually, one of the music hosts here at YSO, I happen to know. And we had a shared interest and background in Celtic music, and that was Cindy Funk. And she was doing a program here at YSO, and she said, you ought to tune in to WYSO. And I said, what's that? And she said, well, here it's 91.3. And so I tuned in, and I started listening, and then I started listening to more and more and more, because YSO has always been very eclectic. We had bluegrass. We had classical way back then. We had old-time country. We had a little bit of everything and sort of glued me in the spot.
Yeah. So you started listening in the early 80s, and by 82, 83, we're on these airwaves. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, your first show, was that already in existence and they needed someone to step in, or did you create that?
Yeah, what happened is Cindy, you know, asked me to come over, and I had my military training was actually in radio.
I love that. Say, are you allowed to say what that was? It sounds all secretive.
I was an 05C20 crypto radio teletype operator. I actually worked in military intelligence, if that's an oxymoron.
So if we asked you who trained you, it would be Uncle Sam.
Yeah, basically. but anyway, Cindy said, hey, we need, you know, she knew my background in music. And then I had a fairly massive music collection. And she said, we need somebody in this slot. Would you consider it? I said, well, you know, I had been in radio. I said, sure. And so she said, well, okay, bring in some material. And the very first week she sat and watched me and made sure I didn't blow anything up or destroy anything. And I was told by all the people here at YSO, hey, there's always somebody around. The second week I was here.
So she's like, say, oh, you seem to know what you're doing. Come back next week. There'll be somebody around. Not a problem. And
what happened was there was a nasty, nasty thunderstorm. And I'm sitting in the air studio and I have all this equipment around me. And the old studio, and it wasn't the brightest place to be anyway. Anyhow, all of a sudden, all the power went out. I mean, every bit of lights, all the equipment, even the telephone stopped working.
And was there someone at YSO other than you?
No one. Absolutely alone.
So
sitting in the dark.
Out.
And so it was an interesting trip. And I thought, gee, do I really want to be here? And I said, yeah, I really do. Because this place was special then. It's been special through the years, and it's really special now. Plus, all these music hosts, all these people who do our news and information, it's an honor to be here.
I feel that
way.
I know. Yeah, I know. It is a part of the continuum. Think of it, more than half a century of serving this community and getting involved and being not just being a part of the community, but being comprised of the community. It's pretty, it is an honor. I agree. We've got a couple of Pete Seeger tunes queued up here. I'd like to hear a couple of those. That, of course, being a big part of your experience here.
Well, yeah, some people think that folk music is all this serious, heavy stuff. But we have a little sense of humor, too. And Pete Seeger, hey, you know, he's been back there at the start. So let's listen to Pete Seeger.
Old man sergeant sitting at the desk, the damn old fool won't give us no rest. He'd take the nickels off a dead man's eyes to buy a Coca-Cola and an Eskimo pie. I got the blues, I got the blues, I got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. A lordy, lordy, spoolin's hard. You know and I know, don't have to tell. You work for Tom Watson, gotta work like hell. I got the blues, I got the blues, I got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. When I die, don't you bury me at all. Hang me up on the schoolroom wall. Place a bobbin in my hand so I can keep on a-workin' in the promised land. I got the blues, I got the blues, I got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. A lordy, lordy, spoolin's hard. You know and I know, I don't have to tell. You worked for Tom Watson, gotta work like hell.
Well, here, G, man. And Carol. Oh, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Let us pray with Aphrodite. Let us pray with Aphrodite. She wears that see-through nighty, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that. We'll pray just like we used to. I'm a Zarathustra booster, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. We will pray with those Egyptians, build pyramids to put our crypts in, cover subways with inscriptions, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Druids, they drink fermented fluids, waltzing naked through the woods, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time.
he must laugh on, to see me dressed in saffron with my hair that's only half on, and it's good enough for me.
Oh, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, it's good enough for me.
I will rise at early morning when my Lord gives me the warning that the solar age is dawning, and that's good enough for me.
Oh, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Well, Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie together on that one. And that's kind of a little microcosm of, well, what WISO is about, inclusion and sort of being open, having a curious, open mind, and definitely what you do on WISO. There's a notion of looking at it from all perspectives.
Exactly. It's not what I do. I believe music is a language, and it's a way of putting out more than just music. It's a method of conveying insights, different perspectives, as you pointed out, different viewpoints
exchange
and ideas. And that's what YSO is about as well.
Isn't
that's
that great?
Our radio. It really is.
53 years and counting. If you're just tuning in, we've got Norm Whitman live in the studio. He hosts Detours on a Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3. But we were talking, the very first show you hosted back in the early 80s was a show that was took its spirit from a John Sebastian song.
Yeah, Stories We Could Tell. That was the very, very first. I had to play that song every time. That was our opening song.
Do you still like that song, or have you gotten over that song?
I like the song when I don't listen to it for a long time.
Tell us a little about the song that inspired the show.
Well, it was about, he's really talking about seeing a guitar and instruments and so forth. And do you remember back when we were doing all this type of thing and the stories that this instrument could tell through the years?
Fun.
This is what it's all about. And it's actually so many artists like John Sebastian. He came from the folk tradition. So did Jim Croce. So did Harry Chapin. So did Mary Chapin Carpenter. These were all folk performers that crossed over and were more successful, and I just happen to be one that never quite made it. I never crossed over.
You are a musician in your own right. You've been making music in the Miami Valley for a long time. You've got a couple of records out, and you do a lot of festivals. You used to be involved in making several festivals happen around.
I still am. I'm going to be going up to the Central Ohio Folk Festival. I used to teach up there, but now I allow other younger people to teach, and I pretty much been their MC ever since the very start. Makes the radio stations up there a little nuts. But
WYSO, long tentacle of WYSO and its awesomeness.
We reach out to a lot of people, but that's always a great festival. They've had some really good people through the years. And here in the area, look what Springfield and Dayton have brought in. There's tremendous amount of talent in this area as well.
Well, and that's certainly to be said of you and all of our amazing music hosts. WYSO has been a musical mecca in this region for a long time, and not only do we send out the best music we possibly can, but we're lucky enough to snag someone, bring them back in, and they'll do a show every so often.
What I find interesting is all our music hosts, just about all of us, are musicians, including you.
I know. I was thinking about that. It's such a natural, isn't it?
Yeah, and I believe that's part of the secret to what we do. We present music in a way as if we were performing the music, where if you go to other places, they're just playing songs.
That is true. We put songs, we take some thought. There's thought that goes into just even the sequence of songs. And I always think of it as an arc of a story.
Yeah, that's it exactly. You're telling a story, and it goes from one song to another song to another, where if you're just putting music together, music is a language. And you're consistent. You're telling the story. But if you're just throwing on CDs, it's like babble. It's babble speak. You're not saying anything. It goes, that's what makes WYSO really different.
I agree. We are talking with Norm Whitman, longtime Detours host, and others. You telling me, well, we're going to have you back on. This is the beginning of a sort of a series of Mondays that we're going to spend with some of our volunteer hosts. There's so much great music here and so many different styles of pie, these little slices that make up the WISO pie, we'll have you back on and we'll talk a little further. But you didn't always just do folk shows. That may have been like the core, but you had a little straying along the path. But folk music has kept you for all these years.
What I believe in the music is the music always has to tell you the truth. A lot of times music doesn't tell the truth. I don't always look for the best singer or the best instrumentalist, but I look for what the person has to say, not what they have to show. And that's sometimes difficult because I get in trouble a lot, you know, because sometimes people don't like truth.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you. No, I tease.
Sometimes people don't like truth.
Well.
They can't handle truth. But why don't we play that cut I gave you, By My Silence by Ellen Buxtel and Nick Annis. It's called By My Silence. It's based on a poem.
I'm not a communist, so when they came for the communist, I held my tongue. Minded my own business like a good neighbor. I trusted the justice was done.
I didn't ask what was their crime. It was their sadness wasn't mine. I didn't care where they were sent. For my silence, I gave my consent. For my silence, give my consent. I am not Jewish, so when they came for the Jews, I had nothing to say. Branded with stars like cattle in boxcars, and they're taken away. What was their crime? It was their sadness wasn't mine. I didn't care where they were sent. For my silence, I gave my consent. For my silence, I gave my consent. I didn't care what was their crime till their sorrow turned into mine. Their sorrow turned into mine.
I was okay, 'cause I was a citizen,
and I was free. I didn't care, now there's nobody there, no one to speak out for me. At the time, I believed it never happened to me. I didn't know what it. Give my consent.
Music chosen by our very special in-studio guest host. Why So Toasting the Host, the music show showcase. We don't have a name for it yet. By the way, we're open. Anyone listening who would like to put forth a name, it's the notion that we have a lovely, long, rich, deep musical heritage, particularly as our hosts are sort of walking repositories, a walking archive, and among those certainly our beloved Norm Whitman, host of Detours on Why So. Norm, thanks for coming in on Monday, swinging on by.
I didn't realize the sun came up this early in the day. But, you know, it's been fun. I really enjoyed it, and it's a pleasure to be in here with you, and you're sort of special all by yourself.
Oh, thank you, Norm.
Not wrapped real tight at times.
Now, hush, they can't see that. They can't see that through the radio. Or maybe they can hear it for sure. It's something that we do, WYSO, giving you news, information, and analysis, and also music. It's a rare thing, and it's an honor, as you said, and I think we all feel that way. Coming up next week, it'll be Tom Duffy on Monday. We'll talk with Cindy Funk. We've got Shake and Dave coming in. Doyle Wright will be here from the Bluegrass. And I just heard back from our Thursday night Jazz Forward, and then some Dave Barber on deck. We'll have a little fun on a Monday afternoon. Norm, thank you for everything, really.
Thank you for having me here.
It's nice to spend a little communal time here. We've got this last song, if you'd like to tell me. I was saying you were kind enough to bring some CDs, and I said, you know, what of these, you know, sort of is a good soundtrack to you, a sort of like a credo accompanist. And you have you had brought several really excellent songs, and ultimately, we chose this
James
notion.
O'Malley. Yeah, it's pretty much sort of a history of me. It's almost biographical. I wish I had written the song myself, because it's a great song, and he's probably made some money off of it. And being a folkie, folkies are all poor.
I know. Most musicians are.
We get poorer, too. A lot of people don't understand. All those music hosts you name,
yeah,
we're all volunteers.
Oh, I know.
We don't get paid for this stuff.
You know, I'm going to make sure from now on, actually, that I do mention that. You've been coming out here for 28 years because you love this music and this station.
The station especially. Yeah. Here, this is a special place. If you've never been here, you ought to drop by sometime and just walk around and look at things. Call up hosts, send them email. It's nice to know you're out there and you're listening. And take some time to walk around Yellow Springs and the campus and just enjoy yourself.
Norm Whitman, thank you so much for being in. You can hear Norm every Saturday from 1 until 3 on Why So. So this is from a great album called Tales to Tell, and Open a Window. What a lovely idea. Norm, thank you.
Might have been. Take a peek into that life. Had you gone out instead of staying in? If you turn left instead of right, would your pockets hold a dollar? Or perhaps a million more. Would you be someone to blame or bless? Having walked through different doors, I think I'm happy to be who I am, though a lesson could be learned. Looking back upon a younger man along the way, made a few wrong turns. Another world, another time for me, on a smooth and safer path, may have taken me further still, but not as long or as quick to oh.
open a window to what lies ahead. Take a peek at what could be beyond the sparkle of here and now. There's just light enough to see. When we were young, we learned to cross the road, looking left and looking right. Step from the curb and you're on your own. It's not that simple, but such is life. I think I'm happy to be who I am, though a lesson could be learned. Looking back upon a younger man who along the way made a few wrong turns. If I ever come back again, a second chance to live, I hope my cup of life can be as full as